Kuf Zayin Beis. The Mishnah Halacha Hey. I'm a kind of pretty fundamental Gemara tonight. I'm a kind of Shtei Nashim, Rishava Pruta.
Is this Rav too?
Yeah. No, we started actually. That's not true. We started the Gemara. We're up to, I'll read it over again. What's the difference? She's like three lines in the Gemara. I'm a Kaddish, Shnei Noshim Mishar Pruta. If somebody married two women with a Pruta for the two of them, right? So not a Pruta each. Oisha Achas Pelim Shul the Pruta, or one woman with less than Shar Pruta. Avin Shul Shalach Siwav Simon Sachem, even though he said gifts afterwards. And Makudash, she's not married. Shemachmat's Kiddushin Rishayim Shalach. He only said it on the basis of the first Kiddushin. Imagine last night as we close, that's, you know, by the famous Machlokas Ravenkin Rav Moshe about civil marriages, right? Vachenkam Shkishin, the same truth, the same is true about it if a child is Makadish. Kai learned Vakulan Shabalukon. Once Bia occurs, that's a valid Kinyan, because any condition or any problem in the vehicle by which the condition was affected, such as a problem with the money, is overridden by the bia which is done for the purpose of kiddushin. Rav Shimon Eid Amar, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is the name, Rav Shimon, Mekulon Shebalu Lo Konu, not true, even that Bia, it's not about Kin, Shloiso, Bubila, so Elishum Kedush Yishonim, the Bia was only for the purpose of the first marriage, and it doesn't overcome the deficits of the first marriage ceremony. Now we discuss this further. Im, it should be Im Balu Konu, and Ephraim changes it, that's that word. If there were Boel, there were Koinem. Rabbi Yechia, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Zer, Rabbi Yochan says, Kono L'chumer, it's only L'chumer, not L'kula. I mean, they still should do the Maizel, another Maizel Kedushin over again. But she can't go out without a get. Okay? So the Bia is makes Kedushin about L'chumer, but not L'kula. Rabbi Yechia, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochan said, now, Kot 9, it's a major issue what the Yerushalmi means by this. Let me read the sentence, a couple sentences, and then go back and discuss it. Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Kot 9 Shu Maisa Mitchiloso. Any Tanai where Maisa precedes it, Mekudesh is L'chumrin. She says, Mekudesh is L'chumrin, even if the Tanai was not fulfilled. Rabbi Mara B'Shem Rabbi Yerushalmi, he said, who is the Tanai? He asked, stay in front of Yehuda. Who is the Tanai who said that any Tanai which is a Maisa to begin with, Maisa precedes it? The Tanai is null and void, and we say the Kedushin is valid. The Lok Rabbi Shimon, it's not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that way. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that the Tanai takes effect, no matter what. Now the case is like this. The Shaitar so argues that all the other Rishonim here, but I think he's correct, although it's not necessarily 100% clear. The Gilin Ephraim here on the bottom brings down a Brisa, and the Shaitar so also brings it down. I'll just say it outside. If somebody says I'm going to marry you and I'm going to have relations with you, on the condition that my father agrees. So the Brisa says, and it's brought down the Bavli and Dafayin Gimel, Avo Pisha Loratzo Av Maresim Kudeshes. Even though the father does not agree in the end, she's still married. Rabbi Shimon Rehuda says, name Rabbi Shimon. No, it depends on the father. The father wants, since that was the condition, the father wants she's Mekudeshes. The father does not want she's not Mekudeshes, right? But it's not Mekudeshes no matter what, like Tanakama says.
There was
B. Sure,
so
was
that snus, if the father doesn't
agree? Yeah. So the question is, what's the machlokas over here? So machlokas, it's according to the Bavli, machlokas is whether in the language of a tanai, where you have the coin to Bavli, you have to wherever you make a tanai, the tanai must be koidem lamaisa. When you express, verbalize the condition, in the condition, the tenai must precede the deed. In other words, here, if you said, I have a relationship with you on the condition the father agrees, so in that case, the tenai comes subsequent to the deed. So according to Rabbanan, that's not a valid tenai, and the tenai is just ignored. According to Rabbi Shimon by Yehud, according to Rabbi Shimon, you name Rabbi Shimon, no, such a tenai is valid as well. Now the reason why the bia doesn't is not mevapos tenai is because you said harini boalech. You said it on the tenai. Normally bia is mevatel tenai when the bia is not done al tenai, even though the kiddushin and the nisum were done al tenai, then the subsequent bia is mevatel the tenai. But he's made the tenai on the bia itself. That's why it's not bought. The tenai is not bought up, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yehuda. That's the way the Bavli goes. But the Shai Tzur says Yerushalmi argues. Yerushalmi says something altogether different. Yerushalmi holds it to Meiser to Kol Tanai Shem Meiser Mitchilosa means any time the Meiser, it has been done, meaning that. It's a maisa which is done by the individual. This is spin. It's a maisa which is done by an individual which cannot be done by a shliach. Such as kedusha isha, right? Kedusha bia, right? Can't be done by a shliach. Chalitza can't be done by a shliach. Anytime you have a tenai like, anytime you have a maisa like that, even though there's a tenai attached to it, the tenai can't cancel the maisa. So anything which is a true maisa, meaning that the person himself has to do a deed and can't be done by shlichus, tonight does not cancel it. It says it's similar. The Bavli has such a principle also. Ksuvus, I think it is. The Bavli brings up such a principle that kosh shiev shalasel sidei shliach, you can't say make it tonight. So that's what he wants to say, that this is a similar concept here in the Yerushalmi. So according to Yerushalmi, it's not a question of the language of the tonight when you say maisa kredim la tonight is a problem. But it's a question of the nature of the Maisa. Okay? It's impossible to tell from the Yerushalmi which interpretation Yerushalmi is choosing. One could learn the Yerushalmi either way. So then, along these lines, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudan, Mishari Yodon, say Mukadesh is Luchumran. In the way that Tanai is preceded by a Maisa, we say Mukadesh, but Luchumra, not Lukula. Hey, Rabbi, what's the case? Arani Mikadesh Kachis, not the Bavli's case, a different case. Arani Mikachek Biila, I'm arguing with Bia. I'm a Nashir Ukshami in the condition that it rains today. Interesting condition, right? You're the Ukshami, if it rains, Mikudashis, Bila Bain Mikudashis. So that's the Tanai, where the Meister precedes the Tanai. Now, again, according to most of our Koranim, it means that in the condition of, as stated, the Maisa preceded the Tanai, which creates the problem. According to the Shartar Yisro, the Maisa Bia precedes the condition, and therefore the condition is null and void. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chaim Shem Yonan said, Bikidushe Milve, whereas the Makaj went through a loan, which he said is not about Kiddushin. Nevertheless, we go to Chumra, and we say, Mechumra is considered to be Mekudeshes. However, Karkos Lo Kana, if you bought real estate with a loan you had outstanding against another individual, you say, well, I owe you, you owe me money, let that money which you owe me go to buy the land which you possess. That's not a Maisakinyan. Maisakinyan must be by transfer of money, might be by Chazaka. To just shuffle the ledger balance. I'm not sure if shuffle's the right word, right? But to just, you know, change the balance from a outstanding loan to a write-off because it's purchasing, that's not going to be a Maisa Kenyan. Okay? By an Ishud is because by a woman, Hana is what's critical. And that's why even if those who hold Mekash Milva doesn't work, hold Mekash Banos Mechilas Milva does work, right? Mekash with the pleasure I'm giving you. Or could work at least, but by a case of a karka, you need to have a Maisa Kenyan. Where's the Maisa Kenyan? So therefore, just to transfer the ledger balance, that doesn't work. Okay? Umutalta Amos Fisal Mishapara. And also, and this is very interesting, if I buy a movable object from you with a loan, now, of course, kesef doesn't work by movable objects, right? Only mashicha works by movable objects. But if I paid money on movable objects, I get a mishapara, so then I, either side or next side, they get a mishapara, right? They get cursed for it. What if they committed the balance of a loan as the payment? Not actual king and kesef, but the balance of a loan was committed as payment. They're mishapara. Mar says, no, that's not assuming a maisakin. A maisakin is only transfer money. The money didn't transfer hands here. All the transfer is the balance in the ledger. That's meaningless. That's not a maisakin. So there's no not even a mishapara for reneging on the deal afterwards. However, the flip side that there is a kula here is big Islamic lo mikhol. This is a very interesting case. And I'm going to learn this like the Shai Torah sees throw. The halacha is, if I, there's a prohibition of ribis, the rabbanon. If I sell you a commodity which I do not possess, unless A, the commodity is available somewhere in the city, B, there's a set price, right? If the commodity is available somewhere in the city and there's a set price, I can sell you a commodity which I don't have, even though at the time of delivery it's going to cost more. So it looks like ribis, right? I'm getting, since I'm selling to you and I don't have it, I'm taking less money. I mean, yeah, less money for you than if I actually had it and would be delivering it to you now. Right? So it's really a loan. You're giving me less money now to get back more commodity later on. But Chazal, so not also derived. So Chazal said, me, but I'm not going to ask for it. As long as there are two elements, A, there's already a shah, yotzer shah shabashuk, there already is a set price in the city, and B, as well, that we say that I just said the second condition was the second condition. Oh, there's set price and that there is prints in the city, right? Somewhere there's grain. It's not next year's grain. There has to be that it's available. Right, it's in the city, right? That's about Matsya. If I pay you now for next year's grain, you're going to take from me less money than if you I actually paid you later on. Same like a subscription price of a magazine. If I prepay, you're going to take from me less money. Isn't that ribis? Because when you give me the commodity, you're giving me more than I actually paid for. So it's ribis to rabbanon.
Yeah, but the money that you're spending now, you could have invested and made money yourself. Instead of
halacha doesn't count. That's never hetzer for ribis. That's what halacha is against. We're against making money with money. So we don't actually use that as a hetzer ever for ribis. So, but there is a hetzer. Again, if yotzer shar shabashuk, and there is grain somewhere in the shuk. So what if I paid you with halva, which actually is not a payment? Can I then collect later on, even though I'm actually going to be making money, it looks like ribis? Yotzer yotzer shar. There is a set price. And there's grain in the shuk. Can I then, the fact that I give you my halva, which is not a true kinyan, not even from Mishapura, right? Is that enough to cement the deal? Later on, you have to deliver me the grain or the commodity, even though the price goes up. That's Zemar's question. So Zemar brings in the proof from Bar Mitzia, which means it's here from the beginning of Ezu Neshech, where it says, Harei Lecho Atzli Ben Yain. Because you already bought from me wheat, but I haven't delivered the wheat to you yet. I don't even have the wheat, because it was a case where Yotzer Shar and there was available to say, but I didn't have any. Now, you want to go buy wine, so you want me to deliver you the wheat in order that you can cash in and go get wine. They say, you know what, I owe you money for the grain. Let's assume that with that money for the grain, I bought you wine. Right? Which, of course, didn't occur. It doesn't have the grain, it doesn't have the money for the grain, it doesn't have the wine. But we're making a fictitious transaction. Does that fictitious transaction successfully exploit the loophole in Hilchos Ribis or not? And the Gemara says there, yeah, right? It says there, right? It says there that since if he has no wine, actually, more there says it's no good. But if he does have wine, then it is good. In that case, Gemara actually says he has to possess the second commodity, the wine. But if he possesses the second commodity, the wine, then he can commit the barrels of wine now, even though he's only going to deliver later, and they're going to be worth more. Why must that be? Because it must be that the deal is considered to have been concluded at the time that the transaction took place. So even the transaction was one which concerned a loan, payment via loan, nevertheless, it's enough to cement the transaction to circumvent the problem of ribbis. Okay? Also learns in the Brisa. He sent a message. That's considered as if it's a valid kiddushin. Uvoish Rabbi Zira was upset about this. He didn't like this. Loma, why? Tapikov Chesimav. Megin Da'ava Machmirinon. Before they had been Machmir and had assumed that Kiddushin Milvar are completely total Kiddushin. And now the Kaliyah Leon. And now it became more Kal in their eyes because now they were told that the Kiddushin was only Kiddushin Luchumra, not true Kiddushin. So the prohibition became less severe in their eyes as a result of this psak. Rabbi Yisrael Ibn Rabbi Simon said the story is the opposite, but Kil Avunagin. They're accustomed to be lenient and not to consider it to be a valid form of Kiddushin Milveh. Vachma Aleil, it was Machir by them, Shinbo Acher Vekicho, that it's since only Kiddushin L'chumra, if after that first Kiddushin L'chumra based on a Milveh before a divorce, if somebody else comes and Makadish her, Tough Suba Kiddushin, then the second Kiddushin is also valid Kiddushin Misafe, and she's a get from both husbands. Okay? Now, the next two lines are relevant to after the next Mishnah. So let's read the first Mishnah, next Mishnah first, and then go back to the last two lines of previous halacha. Halacha Vav. Hamakadish Isha Ubita. If you marry a man and, a woman and her daughter, O Isha Vagasa, a woman and her sister, Ka'acha, simultaneously, Enim Kudosh is not Val Kedush. It's basically the same principle we had in this morning's Tafiyomi. Since you can't do a mother and then a daughter, or a sister and another sister, consecutively, the fact that you try to override the problem by doing it simultaneously does you no good. And neither Kedush that seems here is a Val Kedush. Yeah, but that is the point. So rise to each other, you can't marry both of them. One of them you could marry, but since you're trying to marry both of them, that's what you cannot do. Okay? Now, Maisa, the Chamesh Noshim, is Maisa with five women, who born to Achis, among which were two sisters. The other three were strangers to each other. And one guy gathered a basket full of figs, Mishalahem, which was in there somehow belonged to them. The Shoshfiyas I saw, and it also belonged to Shemitah. There's also Shemitah fruit. Vomar, he said, Harekuchem Kudashosli. You all married me, Bekalkolazu, with this basket of figs. Bekiblas Achasmen Adekum, if one of them accepted on behalf of the entire five, then it's they're Mekudoshos, I guess. What does Tanakama say? No, it doesn't say anything like that. Everybody's married except for the two sisters. But of the five, three are married to the guy, the other two are not. Okay? Says, well, I'm Rabbi Chia Barbo, I'm Achma Minachamesh.
You're five. They must be partners in this.
I'm coming to that. Achma Minachamesh. You learn from this five. From this Maisa. Achmaimina, from this we learn Chamesh Noshim is Gachas Vahachas, you can marry five women simultaneously. Now, all the Akraim get a little bit annoyed here. They say, what does it mean five women? Why not six? Why not three? Why not four? Why Dafka five? So, one could say that was the Maisa, so we said five. Kormeda says an amazing thing. He says that it's because I might say you should only marry four women so each one can get Ono once a month. That has to be chiddush. You can marry five. You can marry five women. So the Ora Yasha doesn't like that one. He says that the truth is that this chiddush chamesh hashim is gachas gachas is not put down the Bavli. Bava didn't take that as a chiddush. It brings down the other chiddushim which we learned from this case, but not this one. So he wants to say the chiddush is, I might have thought that women require separate marriages, because since they're gufim mechulakim, since they're separate bodies, so they should require separate plutos for each one. That's why it's chiddush to say you can marry them as a group job. You know, you don't actually have to separate each one individually. That's what he learns the chiddush is. Okay, so that's one chiddush. Then you also learn Shaisha Mekabel's Kiddusha, woman can Mekabel her Kiddushin, Vikiddusha Chaveta, and her friend's Kiddusha as well. And here Mekachi Mekzela. Now the carbonator changes this to the way the Bavli has it. The way the Bavli has it, V'ein Mekachi Mekzela. Right? And the reason why it says it, because it says they were Shemitah fruit. Why is she Shemitah fruit? It must be that it was, they tried to explain how it could possibly be valid Kiddushin, high now to be Mekachi woman with Gezela, right? So if it's during Shemitah, you're allowed to take the produce, cause, so it's not Gzela. Nice job, right?
Yeah.
But we had Yerushalmi back on Daf Chav Vav. Yerushalmi said explicitly, if you steal from a Karmel, must have just forgotten this, if you steal from a woman, your fiancé, and you give it back to her, if you had last night, then it's a valid Kiddushin. You give it to her, Al-Das Kiddushin. Right? So when aren't you allowed to be Mekaj Begezo? When you steal from a third party, and then give it to your wife in order to be Mekadosh. But if you steal from her and give it to her, so then it's okay, because we say she was Mistam and Noach in order to get married. So that's really the case over here. So Corbin Ada's question is a plea.
Maybe the owner of the Gezela made the ish.
That's what one of the Achronim wants to say. It's about Gezela with Yeush. Right, we had it yesterday. But it's much easier, simpler to say that since they're stolen from the woman themselves, the woman themselves agree because they want to get married. That's the easiest thing to say. So anyway, let's tell me that say like you. So it says that's the second thing. The third thing actually. Makach prepares Avera at also the Makadish with fruit which is an Avera. Why is an Avera to Shemitah fruit? Because now to do Mekach Umenka with Shemitah fruit, right? So you're doing Mekach Umenka and marrying a woman. But we see, nevertheless, even though you're not allowed to, the Kiddushin works, it is a valid Kiddushin, right? Also, and we also see it here, Vein Kiddushin types in Barayas. That the Kiddushin does not devolve at all on the two Arayas, even though only one of them is Nerva too, right? Because if you marry, you can marry one, not the other. But since you try to do it simultaneously, both of them are knocked out of the picture. Okay? Says more further. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Oh, just Rabbi Lezer? No, I didn't. Yeah. Rabbi Lezer, but Achis Lokidin.
This is going totally off the wall. So, this concept of Kala Makash refers to the Kala, refers to only those animals intrinsic to Kedusha.
As opposed to
Kadesh Big Zayla.
Doesn't go on the parameters of D, but on his thoughts and his intent. And his intent in the marriage. He's willing to dissolve the marriage of Rabbanan, make him dissolve the marriage. That's what it means. It's nothing to do with doing it in a moral, ethical way. Call the kash after Rabbanan kash doesn't mean you have to be Mekash. It does in one case. The Gemara says if you compel a woman to be Miskadesh, it's against her will, so we say Rabbanan dissolved the marriage. But normally it just means that, you know, they have the right to dictate what the das was. Nothing to do with the parameters of the ethical nature or the gazela is a good thing to use or not a good thing to use. They don't have to interfere in that. Okay? So it says in my arm right below, so it said, Ba'achios lo kiddush. By his sisters, he didn't marry either one of them. Uvechatos keeper. But by a korban chatos, you're mechaper. What's it mean? So it says, what's the case? Shochat shtei chatos shem chatos. Now, this is a very kakamemi case. You shech the two chatos for the purpose of one chait. Right? Shochat shtei chatos shem chatos echot. For the purpose of one chait which you have committed. And somehow you managed to do this. You had the crime to do it simultaneously. Both animals were shechted simultaneously, right? So, Hamizmech Boros Aroy Lo, If you put both of them in his back, and his back chooses which one it wants, so to speak, you know. He'll be now to eat from either one of them, because one of them is really Kohen. So therefore, you the Kohen, cannot eat from either one. Right? Makes sense. Don't like it?
Why isn't he over on the Avera of Pulkazora?
Yeah, we had that. It's like Al Tanai. They're allowed to do things Al Tanai, based on Mitosh. So that's what they did Al Tanai. So then there's a fire because it would be a Chulin Bazar, but you know, we don't have a choice, so therefore that's what we do. That's good, but that is a good question. You sacrifice two guilt offerings for the purpose of one karma shemuchiv to bein. Hamizbeah boras aroy lo. The mizbeah chooses what it wants. Shnei masurim are both forbidden to eat. Rezir shemiyon ten shalos harishon sholi shmo. Now here's where it gets a little bit interesting. You have the two, and you do them back according to karma eight. You do them simultaneously. I don't see how you're gonna have such a scenario. We do them simultaneously. So, Shagat is Arishon Lishol Sholishmo. The first of the two korban is Yishech Shalol Lishmo. There's Hashem Lishmo, and the second one, Yishech Lishmo. Keeper. It works. Not Pigul. Keeper Hashem, it should be Keeper Hashem, the second one is Mechaper. Vari, and it should say Varishon Kosher. The first one is Kosher. Now, why is that? It's a tremendous condition, because normally, all Kabbalah Shalishma attack are Kosher. Except for one. Which one is that? Which carbon do you think is after Shalishma is possible? Yeah, achatas. A shlomim and ola and ashum shlishma is kosher. It's not kosher as a korban itself. It's kosher as a voluntary korban. Achatas shechta shlishma is possible. You can't do a thing with it.
Because you have to have the
kavod. Right, because achatas is not for the purpose of the chait. So in amen. So. No, only achatas. So. You check the notion, but do you have like an ola? So that's okay. I mean, it wasn't the right thing to do, but you know, it works. So, it should be again keeper Hashem Eva Rishon Kosher. Why is that? Why is the why? Because the Ein Harishon. The kushloli should be vain instead of sheino. The ain harishon shlolishmo kosher, el mikach sheni haba achrov. The reason why the first one shlolishmo is kosher is because of the second one, which came after it. It wasn't even the second one to come. It makes no sense, right? But we have a principle. I looked this up. I'm pretty sure it's true. If you have two chatos, one of which is set aside for achrayas, on the other is a backup. Then, if the first one is sacrificed properly, then the second one can be a not a shlomim, an ola. It can be an adova, right? At the very least, you can sell it. I don't think you can sacrifice it, but you sell it and you use the money to buy another type of korban, right? The achatas, which was set aside as part of a set, has that leniency of other korbanos as well. Achatas, which was designated uniquely, and it got lost, so then there is no such leniency. I don't know if I said that right. Achatas set aside for achrayas, for a backup. If one of them is shechted properly, the other one can be brought, at least it can be grazed, and then the money be brought for a carbonola. Achatas shekipru ba'alea, right, the owner's achieved kapara elsewise, so then that chatos is one of the chamesh chatos mesos, which have to die as we starve to death. Okay, remember the chatos having to be starved to death, right? No? Vaguely? The chatos shekipru ba'alea, a couple of types of chatos of that. Anyway, so the Gemara says, The reason why the first one Shlishma is kosher is because of the one which comes afterwards, meaning that since one is a backup for the other, so there, of course, each one is a backup for the other one here because they're both set aside simultaneously. So then the first one, Shlishma, becomes designated as the backup. And now the second one is kosher, right? The second one is the real chata, so the first one is kosher as an ola. Aval. However, Shachar Rishon Lishmo, you said the first one Lishmo, Vasheni Shol Lishmo, the second one Shol Lishmo. So it should say here, Kvar Kiper HaRishon, doesn't say it here, but I'm reading it from my notes. Kvar Kiper HaRishon, the first carbon was Mechaper, Vasheni Pasul, and the second one is no good, and you can't use it at all, because in Kiper HaRishon, if the first one atones, ow. What's the second one going to be? Mechaper. So therefore, in that case, the second one is no longer valid. It can't be used as a korban. And we take out the next six words, and we go to the next part. Shartar so takes them out. Parallel. But psachim lo kiper. But Pesach, on the other hand, if you had two psachim, the same idea, you can't sacrifice both and say, well, be yotze with one. Shein Pesach ba el achil, you need to be able to eat a Pesach. And if you don't know which one's the right Pesach, by definition, you can't eat it, right? And the Pesach comes to be an edible korban. So if you can't eat the Pesach, it's not a valid korban. So there's no such thing. The two psalms got mixed in together. There's no such rectification, right? However, this is more look, Rabbi Nosson. It's not like Rabbi Nosson. The Rabbi Nosson, right? Yoytzim zirg b'la achil, so you can be yoytze the requirements by being zorek, even if you don't eat. Okay, in other words, by being zorek the blood of the Pesach, you're yotze the mechir Pesach, even though you don't get to eat from it. So therefore, even at the same scenario with two psachim, you'll also be able to say the same thing. Okay, which is that depends which was shechted first. Whichever shechted first becomes the one which there was a designation. If you don't know which one is shechted first, then they're shechted at the same time. They're shechted at the same time, so then you can use either one, and the other one becomes chulin, unless it was done consecutively, once it was done shlishmo, then the halachas are different. If shlishmo was done first, it's okay, and the second one is the chatas. If the first one, then the shlishmo afterwards is nothing, because there's no significance to it. What's going to be mechaper, what's it going to do? Is that clear?
Why is it different for Pesach than this for Chatas?
Because by Chatas, your Yotzi Chatas, even the Kohen doesn't get to eat it. So you can't eat it because they don't know which one's the kosher one. But by Pesach, according to the Tanna argues Rabbi Nosson, if you can't eat a Korban Pesach, it's not a Korban Pesach. That's a definitional working of a Korban Pesach. Okay? Hamakiah, Halach of Ozai.
I skipped them
and never went back then. Huh, good point. Sorry, it's supposed to be merely before the after the next Mishnah. It says Am Rabbi Ravid said Beri Khan Erba She'eino Erba to where you have a Erba and it should be Visha'eino Erba. You have an Erba and a woman which is not Erba, Topis She'eino Erba. You have it's really what the principle said before. If you have an Isho Bita, right? One of them is not an Erva. It's only an Erva because it's related to the other one, right? So nevertheless, if one is an Erva and the other one is not an Erva except by its relationship to the first one, that's enough to make them both not candidates for Kedusha. If you try them regard simultaneously, the Kedusha doesn't work for either one of them. Okay? That's a good point. Okay, Aloha Zayn. I'm a Kaddish B'Koko Mikodesh Kodesh Kodoshim. So he's a Mekadosh woman with his portion in a Kodesh Kodoshim. Kodesh Kodoshim is a Korban Chatos. Or Mekadosh Kalim is portion in Shlomim. In Mekadosh, it's not valid because it's not his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, but it's not his to exercise jurisdiction over. Meister Sheni, if a person was a Mekadosh woman with Meister Sheni, Beim Shoy, Beim Mezu, whether it was intentional or unintentional, Lo Kidesh, it's not valid Kiddushin. Remember, Mezu Kidesh, if you didn't intentionally, is Mekadosh. shogeg lo kiddush, who then unintentionally is not mekadesh. Now the reason for that is that by Meiser Sheni, my Meiser Sheni, if he didn't bemaze it, obviously wants to get rid of its kedusha. He's getting rid of its kedusha by using it for marriage, and that'll work. But if he did it b'shogeg, so we say that was not his intent. With a hekdesh, by hekdesh, mazed kidesh, if he then intentionally used a hekdesh to be mekadesh a woman, so then mazed kidesh shogeg lo kidesh. If it was done by mazed, it's a kiddushin. If it's done by shogeg, it's not a kiddushin. Why have some amazing kedusha? Because then you want to commit a meila, and you commit meila becomes chul, and that's okay. But it's not unintentionally, you don't want to commit meila, therefore it's not about kedusha. Okay. Rabbi Meir shogeg kiddush, makes it low kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says if he did it b'shogeg, he was mekadesh. If he did it amazing, it's not mekadesh. The exact opposite. He says the exact opposite, and the Gemara is going to discuss it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Leza says. I met Diriyako. Leza says, everybody agrees that when Mekash Bechokim Bekotche Kodoshim is not about Kedushin, everybody agrees with that. The Reish of our Mishnah. Yerukim Rav Machlokas, Yerukim said, that too is a surge of Machlokas. Tam and Tzini, we'll look over there, how Bechor, a firstborn animal, Mokin Asod, you can sell him. Tamim, now, this is even if it's candidate to be a Korva, but he can, as long as you can sell it to him while he's alive, Tamim Chai, while he's whole as he's alive, if it's a baal mum, then you can sell both chai and shochut, right? Because if it was kachim, so the assumption is that if it's kachim, so then you sell the b'chor while it's alive, not while it's dead, because when it's dead, it's already a carbon, right? Can't sell when it's dead because it's already been a carbon. That's how it got dead in the begin with, right? Well, it's alive. You can buy and sell it, and the baal mum, which is not shechted as a carbon, you can buy and sell when you're alive or dead. Mekatre elosishin, you can use it to marry a woman. Rabbi Yehuda ben Papazi Shem Rabbi Shem Levi said chayv lo shechut. You can only marry a woman with a live korban, not with a dead korban, a korban which is already shachut, right? So it says, Abam Rabbi Meir Pazi, Rabbi Meir Pazi also said, Rabbi Meir Yoli Kola Kachimi Meister Beim, Rabbi Meir Lurz, or Kachim Meister Beim, which is also mentioned there in the same Mishnah, Meister Shein with a Bechor. It's Ma Meister Beim, Ma'e Mekachimbo, so you said, just like Meister Beim, you can't use a Mekachish woman, because there's no mitzvah, it's never considered to be distinct it's never considered to be unholy. It's never considered to be yours. You don't have a real chelik in it. You can't marry a woman with any kachim whatsoever. Now, right?
Even
kachim
that you can eat?
Even kachim you can eat. Because it's not really yours. You're just a guest at the table of a kodesh baruch. That's what I'm learning. Rabbi Yehuda Yalit, call kachim min abchor. What?
That's
a good question. No, seems from here, because that's also like the quantity. When the Jews, when they get to eat, they have the same parameters. It's not really there. It's going to be karma gavah, kavah is also. They get it from a kodesh baruch hu. Okay? So again, in name of Rabbi Ben Pazi says we learned that from Meister Behema. And by Meister Behema, it says you can't sell it all because it's not yours at all, right? So you can't sell it, the Behemoshim is the own language, it's there. Can't sell while it's alive and whole, nor when it's a baal mum, whether it's alive or dead, okay? If it's a whole, you can't sell. If it's without blemish, then you can't sell it when it's alive, or you can sell when it's dead. But then the rate's a korban. By baal mum, regardless of if it's alive or dead, you can't use it to sell. So here.
Well, you said if it's a baal mum, that won't be a korban.
No, but Meister Behema doesn't matter. It's still only. Meister Behema is unique in that it's not considered to be yours at all. You can never buy and sell it. A B'chor Tak can say that, but you can't say it by Meiser Behemah. Okay? So it says, again, Rabbi Rambazi, Rabbi Meir, Yolif Kola Kachim, Mi Meiser Behemah, all Kachim are Meiser Behemah. Ma Meiser Behemah, Eim Kachim, both Isha can't use his marriage for women. So too, Av Kola Kachim, Eim Kachim, Mr. Isha, so too can't use Kachim, marry anybody. Rabbi Yolif, Rabbi Yolif, learns out the same situation. Kola Kachim, Mi Nabchor, learns out from Bchor. Ma b'chor mekachibos isha, boy y'chor you can use to be mekadesh woman, right? Because you have a portion, because you're allowed to sell it, right? Av kol kachim mekachim b'emes isha, so to all kachim you can be mekadesh a woman with. Says Gemara mechalfe shitosei der yudim pazi. It's a contradiction of yudim pazi. Tama by us, even though Tama usually means say Yerushalmi speak means here. Tama number here it says ben chai ben shochut. You're allowed to sell, and use then, by inference, you're allowed to use the animal to be Mekadosh and Isha, whether it's live or dead. V'alcho Amar, yet over there it says that you can only sell the animal, chai v'lo shochut, alive, thank you, but it's not shechted. So I reconcile two places, whether you can be Mekadosh and Isha only while the animal's alive, even after the animal's dead. So Tam on B'Shem Garmei, there is saying one of them is saying name is himself. Ramachov, the other place is saying B'Shem, Rabbi Shem Levi, same Rabbi Shem Levi. That's why discrepancy. He's quoting two different opinions. So as Mano, if you look at Mekim and say, Kamikan, in both cases, B'Shem Garmei means in his own name. It's not saying the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. He's not hiding behind Rabbi Shimon Levi in one spot. He's saying both in his own name. By Mikdash B'Chaim, he asked the Mekadesh B'Chaim, he asked to marry if he's Mekadesh. One second, I forget what this means. It was Mekadesh. Yeah. He's Mekadesh until all the animals alive. But it's not Mekadesh of the animals as it's alive. He's Mekadesh of the animal's portion which he's going to get after death. I'm not sure why Breyer is not an issue. But when he's Mekadesh with the portion of the animal which will be his after the death of the animal, after it's slaughtered. So Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi is consistent. We thought in one place he says he was Mekadosh with the animal dead or alive. The other place he said he was only Mekadosh, can only be Mekadosh with the animal when it's dead. Right. Dead meaning hereafter Shechita. The other place he said ben Pazi sounds like he's saying even while it's alive. How do we reconcile the two? By saying that you're Mekadosh while the animal's alive before Shechita with the portion which is going to become yours after Shechita. Why does that work? Because after you eat, that's when you have the right, after it's slaughtered, that's when you have the rights in the animal. So you, from before it's slaughtered, you're Mekadosh that portion wherever it's going to be yours, wherever it's going to be yours. Okay? So that's how we reconcile the two, the seeming contradiction. Now, my time with Rishu ben Levi. What's the logic? Rabbi Shimon Levi says you can only be Mekadosh while the animal is alive, not after it's dead. Shimon Levi says you can only be Mekadosh while the animal is alive. Ubesaram, yeah, he goofed. I said it with such conviction, too. It's a mistake. No, the contradiction was in one place he said that Shimon Levi you can be Mekadosh with the animal only when it's alive. The other place he says both dead and alive. He says one place Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says in one place named Rishu ben Levi only when it's alive. The other place he says only when it's both dead and alive. So that's a contradiction. And the resolution is first resolution is well one is his opinion, the other is Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi's opinion. Then the Gemara says no. The other way to learn is that he tackles Rishu ben Levi. And you can only be Mekadosh while the animal's alive with the portion you're going to get after Shechita. Why is that? Makes no sense. It's counterintuitive. If you're being Mekadosh, the portion you're going to get after Shechita, so then We should be able to be Mishayach after Shechita. Wait till it's dead. And why are you being Mekadosh while it's alive? So that's what I ask now. My time is sure been Levi. Ubesarim yelucha ki chazeh atnufa. Its flesh which you eat is like the chazeh, like the chest which is waved before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? It means it's not yours. When you eat it, it's no longer yours. It's a portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which was given to you. But it's not, in essence, yours. Certainly it's not, you cannot use it as, you cannot use it as your portion in order to make kash woman because it's like mishulchan gavah kozachu. So it's a fascinating thing, Koran Rabbi Shubin Levi. While it's alive, you mekadosh it, even though after death you cannot. Because after death, it's considered to be ready mishulchan gavah. But while it's alive, the portion you're going to get is not yet mishulchan gavah. Right now, it's yours. Then, later on, it's going to be something which you get the right from a good moral deed. My title, Rebbe Ben Pazi. What's the right Rebbe Ben Pazi? It says, Kim Mekadosh after death, right? It should be not Vayolacha, but should be L'choyeh. Pasuk by Midvar, Yivches, Yivches. It says it twice in that pasuk, which is a key point. L'choyeh means it's yours both before Shechita and Afilu Acha Shechita. It's always considered yours. My Mekadosh, therefore, Mekadosh did it even after Shechita. My Mekadosh, Meshubba Levi, what should do and Levi do with again that pasuk of L'choyeh? And totally different limud. It says, Reba L'cho, Reba L'cho, Havaya Cheres. It gives you an extra existence for this carbon. This carbon can be eaten, the b'chor, can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Unlike a carbon toida, other kachin kind, which can only eaten by it for a day and a night, you can eat this for 2 days and one night. You get extra time. That's because of yelcha. It should be by you for a longer period of time. Okay, tapachot tesamav, tamatri lunt over there. Chalas amoritz, chalon amoritz took off from his dough. Bamaduma, and you have stuff where an amoritz got truma mixed up with his chulin. Balkul kesem, because my stuff which is bought for money used to redeem my sasheni. Ushur amenachos and stuff which is left over from mincha brought from an amoritz. But turn me at the mine. You don't have to worry about the mine. Even though normally by now March is crap, you have to worry about tonight. In these rare situations, they were made, you don't have to worry about tonight. Tani, we learned that where, even though you don't have to worry about tonight, what in essence is the problem with tonight? That Amaratsim were not taking off Meiser, and therefore they wouldn't take off Trumas Meiser, right? So let's say, you don't have to be Chayshish for tonight, but what if you were, right? The Kulan Sheikra, Shem Trumas Meiser, Meiser Shein Shalem, if you did, were chayshish for dma, even though you didn't have to. Masha also asuli. So then, what you did is considered to be a valid doing. And you have to buy both trumas and ma'aser which you took off. My blessed said chutz mishur menachos. So therefore, that's only true about everything other from shur menachos. Meaning shur menachos, even if you decided to take off ma'aser sheni and all that stuff with dma. It's invalid. Why is that? Because it's Shur Menachos are by definition what? Kachin, right? So after from Mincha. And you can't, it's with the money of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't designate part of it for a specific earmarked purpose which you want to designate it for. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Hashar B'machlokes. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, everything else, everything else, and actually the Gemara is going to say everything else means that which is acquired with Meiser Sheni money is also Machlokas whether you can use. And Machlokas whether you have to take out the mine, and Machlokas whether you can use for Kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi asked, hide the Machlokas. He didn't understand what Rabbi was saying. What's the Machlokas? Monica, what are we talking about? Ink Rammeir, who Meiser Sheni, we're going like Rammeir, who Meiser Sheni, who Shorim Menachos. Both Meiser Sheni and Shurim Rechus are the same, in that Rabbi Meir holds Meiser Sheni comes from Shulchan Gavar, so lo asav lo klum. So you can't be Mekadosh. In Rabbi holds that Meiser Sheni is Momen Head Yot, so Mashu asav asui, it is a valid korban. So where's the point of contention here? Or Rabbi Meir said, I was least Kesarin, I went to Kesarin. Vishamas Rabbi Chizki, Yosim, and I Rabbi Chizki are sitting. Mas, then he was learning how Makadosh Bechelkov, somebody marries with his own portion, Bekotchi, even whether it be from Kotchi Kotchim, and Kotchim Kal, or Kotchim Kalim, whether it be from Machatas or from Mishlamim, Einim Kodeshes. It's not a valid marriage, right?
because it can't be used for a purpose of marriage. Rabbi Lezer, my dear Korla, says that's all everybody agrees that. Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a Machlokas. Varmi Slayan, I said to Rabbi Yochanan, Minon Shmilachon Milsim, where did you hear this, that it's a Machlokas? Amarli and Rabbi Yochanan said, Mari Rabbi Yirmiya. I heard from Rabbi Yirmiya, it's a Machlokas. Varmi Slayan says, Yeus. Oh, it makes sense. Du Shamal, I told Rabbi Lezer. You heard that which Rabbi Lezer said? Rabbi Lezer says, Divrei HaKol. Right? Divrei HaKol. Rabbi Lezer says, everybody agrees with this. So, who the Amar bin Machlokes? So, he said it's a Machlokes, actually. Then, not everybody agrees to this. In other words, you don't know what the status of Maaser Sheni is, including Maaser Sheni, because not everybody agrees to the status of Maaser Sheni. Some people say Maaser Sheni is Kachim. Some people say Maaser Sheni is Chulin. Rabbi Yossi, the Lo Shmiele. Rabbi Yossi did not hear this, what the Machlokas is about. So he asked, Trichohu. He asked the question, Du Omer, he said, Hey, the Machlokas, what's the Machlokas? Igram Meir, if Igram Meir, who Maiser Usher Menachos? Both Maiser and Usher Menachos are money of Hashem. Losa Klumi can't be Makash of them. Igram Yehuda, it was going like Rabbi Yehuda. So then, on the contrary, when Rabbi Yehuda, Mashal Asasui by Menachos, there should be a by Menachos. There should by both Menachos and Maaser Sheni, the same halacha should apply. What's halacha should apply? The halacha should apply is that by Menachos, if you're Mekadesh, Mekadeshim, Mekudeshes, because Rabbi Yehuda holds before. And Mekadesh Bekachim, a woman, it is Mekudeshes, because it's your portion in the Kachim. So the bottom line is, after all said and done, it's a very confusing Gemara, but the bottom line is that we have a basic Machlokas for a main Rabbi Yehuda, which comes out to be across the board Machlokas. By Maaser Sheni and by Kachim, is it all going to be Mamon Gavah, is it all going to be Mamon Hedyot? Now, of course, it's holy. But even after it's holy, what's its status? Rameh holds all this stuff is holy, and if it belongs not to you, to Hashem, you can't be Mekadesh with it. Whether it's Chai or Shochet. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, even though it's holy, it belongs to Nekadesh, you can't be Mekadesh with it, both by Maaser Sheni and by Korbanos. Except that by Korbanos, we had a Machlokas, whether that's even once it's slaughtered, and its mitzvah has been fulfilled, so it's achieved its ultimate Kedusha, and now it's, of course, Shaykh to Neisser and all those things, so you can't actually, maybe then it's not Shaykh, maybe it's only when it's alive, or even when it's dead. And Rabbi Yirmiyah stressed that when it says Trumas Maiser, if you call Trumas Maiser on Demai, which you are not liable to call, that too is subject to this Machlokas. Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda are cholik in this. Rabbi Yossi didn't, Rabbi Yossi, for reasons which I don't fully understand, even the Gemara seems to understand it very well, Rabbi Yossi held that this Machlokas, said he didn't understand where the Machlokas appears in the Braisa. But Ataka doesn't appear in the Braisa. It's Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying that this Braisa would be a point of contention. Whether Trumas Maaser takes effect on Shorin Menachos, or Trumas Maaser takes effect on Glokuach Mamos Maaser Sheni, is a function of whether we say that those are Momon Gavor or Momon Hedyot. And that's Machlokas Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Katomach Remeir, when Remeir died, it's a little bit of a story, longer story elsewhere. The same story appears longer elsewhere. Katomach Remeir, Gaza Rabbi Yehuda, when Remeir died, Rabbi Yehuda made the decree and said, "I come to Tamir Shemir Khan. I don't want Remeir students coming in because they're brazen. They're tough to deal with." So Dachak Sumchas Baal, Sumchas pushed in. Armei said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Hamakash b'kotche kadoshim." Well, actually, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hamakash kotche kadoshim, married with kotche kadoshim, meaning with korban chatas dashlai, should be ena mekudeshes, not valid." So Armei, so Sumchas said to him, "Visha." It's a really amazing question. I would never expect this question. He said, "Bishan Yechnesesi Lazara. How is he Mekadesher? How did she get into the Azara? Chatas Mit can't leave the Azara. How are you going to be Mekadesh?" Now, the truth is, we know already, right? What's the answer? She says, "Give it to another Kohen. Then I'll be Mekadesh too," just like the case we had a couple of nights ago. But Tzumchus asked the question, right? So he answers, "Amalei ben kadosh shayde shliach." He says the shliach receives it. She herself does not. She herself does not receive it. Bamei Kitcha says more still, what's a kedushin? So Amrei Lezer says begufo, with the meat of the korban itself. Now according to Korban, he says even though she can't eat the meat, it's still about kedushin. Why is it about kedushin? Because he gave her something, even though she can have no hanor from it. So for her it's worthless. But since it's worthful to somebody, so that's enough to make it a valid kedushin. So the Imrei Baruch on the bottom, he goes to town on this. He goes crazy on this. He says, that's not kedushin. She's got to receive something. So everybody wants to say, when kubudeshes begufa means by her receiving the carbon meat, it's, since she can give it to anybody she wants, is as if she received it. The thing is that that's flawed. The Korban makes more sense, because look at the next line. It says she's mekadesh, that she gets to give it to whoever she wants. So really, according to Imrei Baruch, there's almost no difference between Megufo and Toivas Anoya, right? According to Korban, it's a big difference, but you have to have to say the Korban is Chiddush. That Megufo means the meat itself, even though she gets nothing from the meat. And Toivas Anoya means she can direct it to whichever coin she wants. Kareem Rei Baruch makes more sense, that gufo means she can give the gufo to whoever she wants, but then the question is, what's between gufo and toivas anoya? It seems to be the same thing, right? So name it, so it says the Gemara, oh no mar, maybe we'll save a little pligan, takat sana machlokas. We'll say, madam Rabbi Lezer begufo, he also meant, becheskas tovas anoya shabo. He meant with Tovas Anoa, not with the body itself, as Imrei Baruch says. But again, it seems like the Gemara just developed the theory now, not that it was the theory previously. Let's just get Tovas Beis. Rabbi Chizkiya and Rabbi Bishim Rabbi Leza said, Mekachim Beprutos Shomayser Sheni. Now the Korban Shaitar still changes this. He says it should be Begufo Shomayser Sheni. Aye, Mayser Sheni doesn't belong to you. Well, according to Rabbi Yudah, it does. Aye, what is she getting from Mayser Sheni? Says, oh, no, she's getting. What's she getting? She can take her up to Yerushalayim and eat it. Hi, right now she can't do anything with it. She'll take her up to Yerushalayim. Very similar to being Mekadesh with the Gufa of the Chatas, right? But Maizer Sheni, it should be really Maizer Sheni B'chulei. It's a header from the Mishnah. Avraham Shem Yom said, Lo la sadaiti lavro divrei Torah. You know what? That which our mayor said, that only be Maizer your Mekadesh with Maizer Sheni. That which Rabbi Yehuda said. Sorry, that which Rabbi Yehuda said, that only be major makash, not be shreigig, is because you never had a mind to transgress the Torah unless you intentionally had a mind to transgress the Torah. But it's not supposed to be makash with kachim or ma'aser sheni. So the only time it's about kiddushin is if it's be mazed, if you knew you were transgressing the Torah and did it nevertheless. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Achas lo also daito, bachas lo also daito. One case of Mishnah is never his intent, and the other case is never her intent. Rabbin explained. Hekdesh lo also daito. Hekdesh, he would never want to be Mekadesh with Hekdesh and transgress Aver Meila, so if the only time it works is if he's bemazed. And he knows he's transgressing, and he tafka wants to transgress, and give it the kachim and be moil. You know, you misuse them. Umaiser Shei lo also daito, and the other hand, Maiser Sheni, she's not, but she doesn't want to be Mekudeshes, whether it's Shreigig or Mezid, because what? She doesn't want to go up to Yerushalayim with it, right? It's a pain. So maybe she's not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yadmer said, no, it's more than that. Hekdesh, lo saldaita, lo saldaita. Neither of them want to use Hekdesh. Maizer Sheni, lo saldaita, lo saldaita. Maizer Sheni, he doesn't care. Let her go up to Yerushalayim. She's the one who cares. Okay, so each one has a concern, and that's why there's an argument about. That's why in our Mishnah, it's actually Machlokas Maizer Sheni and Kachim, whether Shogig yes, Mezid yes, Shogig not, or both Shogig and Mezid low Kiddush. But the question of Shogig and Mezid is predicated on the assumption that there are deficits involved, and the deficits are these deficits are by Kachim, the core question of Mila, which we'll come back tomorrow too, and Maizer Sheni, the question of bringing up two Shogig. Okay.
Since whether they care what she...
No, question whether she's getting a no. Question whether she's getting a no. In other words, if she's not getting a no, it's not about the Kiddushin.
She can have a honeymoon.